رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وسيلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بالسلام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started his mission when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted nubuwa to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as we all know, the people of Makkah were not very happy with that. Many of them, they knew for sure Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as sadiqul ameen. Whatever he speaks is true. But they were just either jealous or they're very proud to accept the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for years Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first he started very secretly. Then for more or less 3 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started this mission of Islam secretly. So as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started, the news spread all over that there is a person who's claiming nubuwat. He's from the Quraysh. And no one can blame him, no one can point fingers on him, because his entire life, everything is clean. The most perfect akhlaq, never spoke a lie, never stole from anyone, never deceived anyone. So this news reached the tribe of Ghifar. Now this tribe of Ghifar, they were not like the normal tribes of Makkah or of the Arabian Peninsula. The Ghifar, they were famous. Rather say they were notorious. They were called the tribe of the night. The people who love the night, and the night loves them. So the tribe of Ghifar, they were known as the people who robbed the caravans. You know, when the caravans are traveling to Syria, from Makkah to Syria, in between the tribe of Ghifar is there. And any caravan who's traveling at night, or anyone who's traveling at any moment, they know the people of Ghifar are here. And the walk was this: they will attack, they will pile, they will loot the entire caravan. And this tribe was so united that no one could challenge them. So anyway, the news reached Abu Zar Ghifari. Abu Zar is a man from the tribe of Ghifar. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he sends his brother that go and find out who is this Muhammad who's claiming. Now Abu Zar Ghifari, he had something special on him. He was never happy with worshipping idols. He wasn't happy with what the people were doing. He always thought that this religion, whatever the people are doing, this worshipping idols, whatever they're doing is not correct. So now when he heard that there is a Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man who's claiming nubuwat and he must worship only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, maybe this is what I'm looking for. So he sent his brother. His brother went, he found out and he came back. And he gave him the news. Abu Zar was waiting. He said, my brother, tell me what you have to say about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, Laysa wajhuhu ka wajh al-kazzab. First of all, his face is not a face of a liar. His akhlaq is impeccable. Not even a dot in his akhlaq. Perfect. Whatever he speaks is 100% true. But the people are accusing him, the people of Makkah, accusing him of being a magician, accusing him of being a liar. So Abu Zar wasn't happy. He said, I will go personally. So he came. And he's looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Long incident. And he met Ali radiallahu anhu. After 3 days of hiding himself, he can't say that I came looking for Muhammad, otherwise he'll be in problems. So after 3 days, Ali radiallahu anhu took him to meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that first meeting, subhanallah, immediately, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah. And when Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy and he was smiling. And the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, smiling, are you so happy with Abu Zar? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah ta'ala gives hidayah to whoever he wishes. In other words, my dear brother, this man who comes from a notorious tribe, from the people who are looting and piling and killing, Allah ta'ala gave them hidayah and Allah ta'ala make him a Muslim. And then Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, his love for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately You know, they say when you go to a pile of grass which is completely dry, you just have to put a small spark on it, it will catch fire immediately. So the heart of Abu Dharr was like that. One sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that dard, that fikr, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in his heart. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu goes in the middle of the kuffar of Makkah, in the Kaaba, in the haram, and he screams loudly. At that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hiding everyone. All the Muslims are hiding themselves. They can't express the Islam openly. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu goes in the peak of his voice, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people pounce on him. Everywhere, from every side, they're beating him, hitting him. Until Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes to them and says, you know who's this is? Abu Dharr Ghifari. This is from the tribe of Ghifar. If you kill this man, our business will stop from Syria. That passage to Syria will be blocked. The Ghifar will attack every single caravan of ours. And they left him. He recovers a little bit. His face is still swollen. He's still, you know. Second day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Abu Dharr, don't go and speak openly. The people will... He says, Ya Rasulullah, I can't contain myself. Second day, again, in front of everyone. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. My dear brother, this was the true love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the real love they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, what punishment he went through. He's being dragged in the sand of the desert. A boulder was put on top of him, a rock was put on top of him. And the kuffar is saying, renounce your Islam. He's saying, Allahu Ahad, Allahu Ahad. So when he's being punished, Abu Bakr Siddiq used to go past him every day. And Abu Bakr Siddiq is seeing him, getting so much hiding, so much, you know, they're hitting him so much. The body is bleeding. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to tell him, Bilal, just for once, stop saying Ahadun Ahad. This irritates them. For once, hide your Islam. Don't say anything. They're hitting you, just stay quiet. So Bilal radiallahu anhu say, okay, I will try. And then when he starts hitting him, he's getting on Allahu Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, Allahu Ahad. He couldn't stop this. His heart had so much love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the middle of all that punishment, they can't hold themselves. So second time, they almost killed Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. And then he goes, again Abbas radiallahu anhu comes and tells him, you know who you are hitting? If the tribe of Ghifar comes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then calls Abu Dharr Ghifari and tells him, oh Abu Dharr, you go back to your town and you make effort on the people. Spread this Islam. Teach the people about Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Dharr Ghifari carries on. He goes. And when he goes, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on with his mission in Makkah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina. And after a few years, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina, now the Sahaba are getting stronger. The battles are happening. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting outside the masjid, Sahaba all day. And from far they see one army coming. Big army. And they're actually marching. They're marching. And the noise of that marching is reaching Medina Munawwara. And they're coming from far. And they're equipped. Many, many of them. So the Sahaba immediately draw up their swords. Ya Rasulullah, we're in danger. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wait. And from far this army starts doing takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And when they hear Allahu Akbar, they know these are our friends. These are not the enemies. And they all come. Who's leading all of them? Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. And he brings a huge, not only the tribe of Ghifar, all the surrounding tribes, all of them accepted Islam. All of them are coming. And he comes and he hugs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says, Ya Rasulullah, whatever trust you gave it to me, I brought all of them to Islam. So my dear brothers, this is the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That dard in our hearts, that fikr, that pain, that how come every single Muslim will enter into Jannah? To live in this world, subhanallah, the way of the kuffar is what? Me, myself and I. Me, myself and I. I must have a top car, I must have a very good bank balance, my house must be very good, put a, you know, security fence and everything, and I live my life very happily. Forget about everything else. What is happening to the ummah today, my dear brothers? And why all this is happening? Because we forgot the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering Medina, month of Rabiul Awal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering Medina Munawwara. And when he's entering Medina Munawwara, after so much persecution in Makkah, everyone is expecting what will be the first speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe he'll command every sahaba to take out their swords and immediately attack Makkah. Maybe he'll be swearing the kuffar. Maybe he'll swear in the Quraysh. Maybe he'll be so angry. Finally, he got protection. Subhanallah. 8th of Rabiul Awal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches in Quba and the masjid is established. After 4 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes more or less 12 Rabiul Awal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering Medina Munawwara. And what is the message Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives? So this is a hadith narrated by Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu. At that time he was a Jew, he wasn't yet a Muslim. But he read in many scriptures of the Jews, he read that the Nabi will come, he will come to this area of Medina Munawwara, and this will be his, you know, whatever description. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming, and Abdullah bin Salam says, I climbed the tree, the date palm, because there was many, many people surrounding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everyone is pulling the horse of Nabi, the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone is pulling, he says, no, must come to my house. I want to serve the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other person is saying, no, must come to my house. I want to serve the Rasul of Allah. So Abdullah bin Salam says, I climb the tree and I look at him from far. What is the message Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give when he enters Medina Munawwara? So the first thing he says, Ra'aytu wajhuhu laysa bi wajhil kadhab. The first thing, as soon as I saw his face, this is not a liar. This is definitely the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the signs are there. And whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam says that the clouds will come and they will cover him, that there will be no taklif on him, no sun hitting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the side of Allah ta'ala. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Medina, all the sahaba are attentive. What is the message Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give now? So what was the message at that moment? Was it go and kill all the Quraysh? Was it go and prepare our, you know, everyone was being wealth, let's pack our bank balances, let's create bank balance in pack our Baytul Mal in Medina Munawwara? Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters in Medina. The first words he says, Afshu salam, wa at'imu ta'am, wa silu al-arham, wa sallu bil-layli wa nasu niyam, tadukhulu al-jannata bis-salam. The first words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Afshu salam, spread salam. Make salam among each other. And that also is leaving the ummah today. And salam, my dear brothers, not only salam from the tongue, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that is very good. But besides that, the salam from the heart. That when you make salam to a Muslim brother, when you make salam to someone, you're telling him that you are totally safe from my side. I will only do that which will benefit you. I won't cheat you, I won't deceive you. When you make salam, such salam, subhanallah, that a person will feel comfortable with you. Nowadays we enter our houses. The wife is very, very angry. The wife is completely angry. She is shouting you left, right and center. At that moment, my dear brothers, what you should do? Afshu salam. Make a salam. A nice salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Don't go and fight back. Don't go and answer. Woman are woman. They'll do these things. But afshu salam. Create a salam with your own family, with your children, with everyone else. So much so that anywhere you go, the people will feel comfortable with you. They'll know that this man will never cause me harm. This is the real salam. Wa at'imu ta'am, and feed the people. Subhanallah, feeding, my dear brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not telling us, you must go and cook one dig every day and feed the people. If you can, very good, alhamdulillah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the muftis, the person who could pass fatwa in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great sahabi, in the time of sahaba. Great sahabi. So, automatically when you do great work, some people will have jealous of you. It's normal, part of life. So people were jealous of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. So someone, to intimidate him or to make him feel bad in the community. So someone went one day and started inviting everyone for a lunch, for a meal, whereby Abdullah bin Abbas, he himself doesn't know. They're inviting everyone in the whole community, the whole Quraysh, everyone in Makkah, Medina. that tomorrow there's lunch in the house of Abdullah bin Abbas. Tomorrow Abdullah bin Abbas is giving a lunch. Now a whole group of people came the next day in the house of Abdullah bin Abbas. Now when he sees all those people, what you all here? He says, no, you gave us dawah to come and eat. Now if he sends them back, people will look down at him, will feel bad. So Abdullah bin Abbas then calls his treasurer, the people who used to keep the wealth. So he asks him, can you prepare a feast for all these people? He says, very well, we can prepare food for all of them. So he sends someone to the market, go buy fruit, and brought the fruits. Whilst they're eating fruits and cooking the food. After a while, all the food was ready. He came and dished out for everyone. Everyone ate, was very happy. They carried on. So Abdullah bin Abbas called his treasurer again. He said, listen, do we have enough that we can feed people like this every day of our lives? He said, yes, no problem. So he says, then prepare it every day, we'll feed so many people. Those people who are jealous, want to cause harm, they lost the plot. So if you have the capacity of feeding, alhamdulillah, feed how much you want. But otherwise, within your capacity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you have one date, cut half and give to someone. If you have 10 dates, give one to someone. This is feeding also, my dear brothers. Little bit, one cup of water, one cup of milk. That is also feeding. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Look at the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Same Abu Zar. Abu Zar radiallahu was a very, very special sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was something in him that he used to hate this dunya. He had no attachment for the dunya whatsoever. Completely hate the dunya. So Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, once he was sitting in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid. And Abu Zar radiallahu anhu came. And when he came, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, Allah ta'ala sent revelation to him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba that now a friend of mine will come. He will leave alone. He will die alone. A group of sahaba will make his janazah salah. And he will resurrect in the day of Qiyamah alone. So the sahaba couldn't understand. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu couldn't understand that at that moment. Later on, the battle of Tabuk came. Battle of Tabuk was one of the most difficult battles for the sahaba. Extreme heat. They had to leave their houses. The kajur or the dates were just coming. You know, time to pluck all the fruits at that time. They had to leave everything behind. It was very, very hard for the sahaba to live. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded, they left everything behind. And they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the munafiqeen at that time, munafiqeen are those who show Islam in the front. They show that they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in their hearts they don't love, na'uzu billah. Just to get these privileges of being with show that, na'uzu billah. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the worst punishment in the day of Qiyamah, the worst type of people in Jahannam will be the munafiqeen. Because they had everything to be Muslim, to accept Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the front they used to show one face, in the back they had another face. So the munafiqeen, they started coming in the battle of Tabuk. They started coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making different excuses. Ya Rasulullah, my wife just gave birth, I have to stay behind, I cannot go. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows exactly who is the munafiq. So you tell him, okay, stay behind. The other one, Ya Rasulullah, I can't leave my mother alone. Okay, stay behind. Ya Rasulullah, my house is empty, no one there to take care of them. Okay, stay behind. Like that, whatever excuse, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell them, stay behind, stay behind. And, you know, the departure took place. Sahaba going to Tabuk, that heat, day by day is only becoming more hard, more hardship. So the munafiqeen again, whoever was there in the army, they will come, Ya Rasulullah, I can't manage, I have to do something. One taqaza came, I have to go back. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go. Like that, those who used to turn behind, the sahaba used to come and inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so has turned behind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave them. So and so has turned behind, leave them. Until one time someone came and told, Ya Rasulullah, your friend Abu Zar Ghifari has turned behind. We can't see him in the army. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, what? Never. Abu Zar? Impossible. Just wait. And they carried on. The next day, they're camping somewhere. They see from far away some dust. They see a man carrying his bag in the back, his luggage, whatever. He's dragging his feet in that heat of the desert. He's dragging his feet and he comes. And from far away someone screams, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Zar has come. Ya Rasulullah, Abu Zar has come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, didn't I tell you? This is my special friend. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu will live alone. He will die alone. He'll resurrect alone in the day of Qiyamah, and a group of Sahaba will make his janazah salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked Abu Zar, what happened? Why you stayed behind? So he says, Ya Rasulullah, I was coming and my camel got sick. The camel couldn't manage anymore. I pushed that camel to the limit until the camel collapsed and I couldn't do anymore. I thought at the time I said, turn behind to Medina. But something in my heart was telling me, no, I have to be with my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I came dragging my feet, walking, whatever I could. And I came and I joined the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear friends, understand this. Today, we're not saying everyone, okay, you have to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carry your luggage in the back and everything. But at least join the masjid. This masjid is a protection for every youth. This masjid, whatever effort, whatever amal take place in the masjid, studying deen, the ta'aleem of deen. We cannot compare ourselves to Sahaba, especially to Abu Zar radiallahu anhu. But we can give our lives like how they gave their lives in the battlefield. We can at least come to the masjid. We can at least sacrifice some of our time being in the masjid, be in this environment, especially today the youth, subhanallah. What fitnas we're facing. If the youth want a protection, just link yourself to the masjid. Every salah in the masjid with jamaat. Is it so hard, my dear brother? Look at the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dragging his foot in that heat of the desert. And he comes to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us, what we have to do? Jump in the car and come to the masjid. Others, we have to walk a little bit from there till here. We get water, everything, facilities in the masjid. So anyway, we're speaking about at'imu ta'am, feeding the people. So Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the wealth started coming to Medina Munawara. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu used to hate that wealth. He used to hate that. So he would go and tell all the people that this wealth which we are accumulating, the gold and silver, that will be made into a snake and will be put around you on the day of Qiyamah. And will speak very bravely against this, accumulating wealth. So automatically the people never used to like him so much. If someone comes and tells us straightforward, so Abu Zar radiallahu anhu then decided the people not understanding me. So he left and he went to live somewhere alone. Only himself, his wife and his daughter. Three people. In the middle of the desert. So now he's leaving three people in the middle of the desert. Abu Zar, his wife and his daughter. How the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll leave alone, he will die alone, and a group of sahaba will make his janazah salah. So now Abu Zar gets very, very sick towards the end of his life. The wife is very worried. So the wife comes, tells him, Abu Zar, there's only three people here. Me, I'm very old. Your daughter is very young, and yourself. If you pass away now, who will make your janazah? Who will bury you? Who will make your dafan? Who will put you in a kafan? So he says, Abu Zar, just put some strength. Let's move to some close by village. Perhaps someone can help us there. So Abu Zar tells, no. Ma kadhabtu wa ma kudhibtu. He says, I never spoke a lie. And never did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke a lie. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke a lie. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll leave alone, you'll die alone. A group of sahaba will come and make you janazah salah. So he tells the wife, don't worry, someone will come. The days pass. The last day, Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, very, very sick. The wife insists, Abu Zar, what are you going to do? So he tells her, I'll just finish now, inshallah. He tells her that you go and stand by the road. In the meanwhile, he calls the daughter and tells the daughter, the people will come today. Sahaba of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make sure they don't leave the house unless you feed them. Go and slaughter one goat now and start preparing the food. The daughter tells him, my father, I don't see anyone coming here in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the jungle. No one uses this road. But since it's your last wish, I will go and slaughter the animal, I'll prepare the food. So she goes and prepares. In the meanwhile, by the road, the wife sees some people coming past. She lifts the scarf, they come close. They say, my old lady alone, say, my mother, do you need some help? You're alone here in the desert. She says, yes, I need a help. My husband is about to pass away. Someone has to make his kafan, whatever, janaza, ghusl. So they said, definitely you're ready to help, but who's your husband? What's his name? And that group which was coming past the jamaat was the jamaat of Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu. They are going to perform umrah. They were very late. They used this shortcut. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you'll leave alone, you'll die alone. A group of sahaba will make your janaza salah. So she says, my husband's name is Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu. So the sahaba started crying at that moment. All of them cried. So, oh my mother, if you make janazah of Abu Zar Ghifari, through that Allah will forgive our sins. We will get raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they come. Abdullah bin Masood sees his friend Abu Zar Ghifari, and they remember the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they were happy those days. Imagine the yaqeen of Sahaba, yaqeen of Abu Zar Ghifari. I will leave alone, I will die alone, a group of Sahaba will come and make my janazah salah. Till the last minute. My dear brother, this is the yaqeen you should have, that our help is with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we change our lives, we will live like them and Allah will help us. So then, they make his janazah, his life goes, they make his janazah, whatever, they bury him. Till today, his qabr is there in the same place, you can go and see. In the middle of the desert, nothing. You'll just see one qabr over there, Abu Zar Ghifari, Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah bin Masood, they finish, do everything, bury him. So he's packing the animal, he's jumping on the animal to carry on his caravan to Makkah Mukarrama. So the daughter of Abu Zar Ghifari comes and he holds the kurta of Abdullah bin Masood. Say, Ya Am, oh my uncle, halumma ila ta'am, come to eat. So he says, eat, where did you get food from? Your father was passing away, where did you get food from? So she says, my father told me, when they come here, don't let them go without eating. Don't let them go without feeding them. They are guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdullah bin Masood comes down and he cried until his beard became wet with tears. In the qabr of Abu Zar Ghifari, and he's telling him, oh Abu Zar, you taught me a lesson. Even after you're dead, even after you passed away, you're still feeding the people. وَأَطْئِمُ الطَّعَامُ Feed the people, my dear brothers. Start with your neighbors. Start with your family. Start with your friends. Whoever needs. Cook simple food. But food, feed everyone. The way of the kuffar is what? They eat chops. They eat braai. The chops and braai, everything is what? Is counted. If you eat two chops, the other person don't get a right to eat. If you eat three pieces of meat, the other one don't have. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what? Cook simple. Cook dal. One big pot of dal. Feed everyone, 100 people. Of course, those who got capacity, those who Allah ta'ala blessed them, alhamdulillah, they can eat whatever they want. But otherwise, feed. أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَسِيلُ الْأَرْحَامُ And join family ties. This is the hardest thing, my dear brother. Today's time, when people, silul arham, the person who broke with you, he completely broke with you. Now you go and join with that person. One is the person loves you. He does whatever you tell him. Then there is no join. But that person who broke doesn't even make salam with you. Doesn't even want to speak to you. Now you go and join with that person. For that you have to break your heart. But then what will happen? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَصَلُّ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ Read your salah in the masjid. And after that read your tahajjud as well. Every day make pabandi on tahajjud. Then what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you just do these few things, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامُ Easily you will enter Jannat. Jannat will be calling your name. This is the message Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave in Rabiul Awal, entering Medina Munawwara. Every single time, my dear brothers, when you look at Medina, when you're entering Medina, understand this. أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَسِيلُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَصَلُّ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this message, not a message of amass wealth and go and kill everyone. And such a love, message of love, message of hope, message of what? What we, every Muslim wants, you want Jannah. This is the easy way of entering Jannah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.